J.P. Howell joins us live from Dunedin on Sportsnet 590 The Fan. J.P., thank you so much for doing this. Greatly appreciate it.
Not a problem, man. Thanks for having me.
The last time you were in the AL East with the Tampa Bay Rays was 2012. You've been in the National League for 4 years. I know you're an older pitcher, but how different are you as a pitcher now compared to your last go-round in the American League East?
Oh, man, it was just, a little bit younger, a little more wiser now, and I got, better training. And nowadays, man, they have scouting reports that are pretty unbelievable. And when back when I was even as early as 2012, that wasn't the case. So coming in here, I know the vibe. I love it over here. It's a lot more intense in the East than it is in the West, in my opinion. And, I'd say for me, I play off that, and, I'm looking forward to it.
Why is the East such a tough division? Obviously, the teams are good. The ballparks, I know the ballparks are small. They're hitter-friendly parks for the most part. And I know the National League West can be like Death Valley in some of those parks. But is there something else about the way the game is played? Not just the DH, but something else about the way the game is played in the AL East?
I think so. I think that the fans add to it. I mean, there's generations of fans in the East coming out. You got, grandparents and grandchildren hanging out, rooting for their team. And in the West, it's a little different. It's more of it's more casual. They go to, for entertainment. And in the East, it's they know stuff about you. They know the game. Not saying the people in the West don't know the game, but mm-hmm. in the East, they're very, really particular. They know manager moves. They know everything. They know the history of the teams usually. And there's a lot more tradition, I think, and therefore a lot more passion behind each team that we go through in the AL East.
Is spring training pretty much the same now for you year in and year out, or does each spring kind of present different challenges? In this case, different. Obviously, you're in Florida. You're not in Arizona. New team, new manager, new catchers, all that stuff. But once you get beyond the actual physical environment, is spring training kind of the same everywhere now for you?
It kind of is. It is to a point. I mean, especially if you're on like the same team, you know what to expect. Here, it's been a great camp so far that kept us off our feet as much as possible. It takes courage to do that because you're trusting that your players are getting the work in the weight room and on their own, which we are. We're holding each other accountable. And, each season for me personally, it's a little different. I come in, I have things I want to work on from the year before, and I also want to, get better on the things I was good at. Mm-hmm. So, each year you can really get better. And there's guys around here you can learn from, whether they be young or old. There's always people you can pick their brains in spring and give you tricks. And when the season starts, that kind of ends a little bit. You kind of get into your own zone, and then you just start the season process.
Have you had a chance to talk to John Gibbons or Ross Atkins, and what have they said to you about how they plan to use you?
Yeah, we haven't gotten that far yet. It's more just of, introduction. We're still doing that, still getting to know each other, and it's been great, man. I mean, in that sense. So they haven't talked yet. I think they're just they know my willingness to throw any time from the first to the 15th. It doesn't matter what inning or who's up or what. I'm all in, and I think you got all the guys in the bullpen are like that, and I think that's the beauty of having a good bullpen is guys willing to pitch whenever they're called upon, not have to have a set role. It makes it easier, but at the same time, we want guys that are ready to roll, from the first on, really.
Hey, JP, you take a look at the way the market developed for relievers this year, and I started covering baseball in 1988, so I remember when, middle relievers, we'll find a middle reliever, that's no problem, we'll bring somebody up, they grow in trees and all that. Then you get middle relievers getting four-year contracts, lefty specialists getting four-year contracts, the game's gone younger at the same time. Was this a difficult offseason for you in terms of needing to be patient? And just kind of letting the market play itself out and kind of realizing that, hey, I'm going to, someone's going to sign me. This is going to get done. But I just have to, wait things out.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the key is for me, this is my third time doing the free agency thing. It's fine. This year for me, it wasn't too much about the money thing. It was more about where am I going to fit? Where am I going to fit in? And what team do I want to go to? And the Blue Jays were the number one team. I just something caught my eye about him. I mean, obviously the winning going to the ALCS pretty consistently now. It's very attractive for me. So I just want to make sure I could get here. And that's where the patience came in, is I had to, you know, sit back and I was, you know, thinking these guys might sign somebody else before I can get my foot in the door. And, you know, fortunately for me, it worked out and I got to come here and it was where I wanted to be. So, you know, it was a long wait. I thought it was going to be done a lot earlier, but that's the way, you know how it is. That's the way it goes some off seasons. And, I got to sign the last day of January, and it was a little longer than I thought, but it ended up working out, like I said.
And because you had to wait a while, did it change how you approached your off-season workouts at all? Because I've got to think, look, you know, Dodgers, you were in Arizona. I don't know, did you live in Arizona? Were you one of those guys who'd go out to the facility in middle of January and start working? Right. Or did you have to change your preparation as a result of that delay?
I definitely like to come out early, you know, but it kind of did change that. But it cost me a week of being out in Arizona or out in Florida early, you know. I mean, the key was I knew it was obviously going to be a new team. So I wanted to go a little earlier this year and get the introduction stuff out of the way. And but I couldn't do that, which is okay. So we're just doing it now. And so in the offseason, it was actually good. I got an extra week at home and an extra week lifting with my guys and preparing for the season. And then I come out here. And it's pretty similar lift programs, and so it was a pretty smooth transition coming from the offseason here.
You know, JP, when I look at your numbers last year, the batting average against lefties was a lot higher than your career average. But you also you struck out 22, you walked 4. I mean, your strikeouts to walk ratio against lefties was better, I think, than most of your other seasons. What does that say about it? Like, how would you explain that to a fan? Because clearly you were throwing strikes. It's right. Not like you were walking the park and getting into a lot of trouble against lefties.
Right. I mean, I hate to say anything. I had a lot of soft contact, which was my goal. And, you know, some of those balls fell in, you know, and that's the way it goes. And, you know, so definitely noticed that. And I had some of those numbers get skewed in 2 weeks. You have two bad weeks, and then those
numbers are
tough to get down the rest of the year. So if you eliminate about 2 weeks of my season, the numbers are drastically different, you know, and it was early in the season, my second game of the year, second and third game of the year, and there was a stint in August that was pretty tough to get through. And, you know, it's just like any player can say that, you know, but so my goal is to eliminate, you know, some of the contact. The defense we have behind us is the best in baseball and fielding ground ball. So that was another reason that was a really, really attractive to come here, is knowing the defense plays extremely well, especially for a ground ball pitcher like me.